You're listening to the Network of Moneymakers podcast. My name is Ryan Hafey, and my goal with this podcast is to create a network of people just like you willing to share your thoughts and ideas as to how to keep some extra money in the pockets of those who have been hit the hardest by this tough economy. Hello, listeners. This is episode number 10 of the podcast. Thanks for tuning back in. Right off the bat, I want to apologize for the late posting of this episode. It's, as I've probably mentioned before, my weekend from work is Wednesday, Thursday, and this weekend was a little bit busier than normal, so I got the podcast out a little late. So for any of you that were looking forward to it on Wednesday night or early Thursday morning, I do apologize, but I wanted to make sure to get it out there. There's probably some of you out there thinking that, it wouldn't be here, I wouldn't be posting a new episode because of the new arrival. But surprisingly, the little one has held out all the way up until now. It's very surprising considering with my wife's first pregnancy, the little one was she was already born by now. So we're just kind of taking things day by day. We were kind of hoping it would come a little bit early, but hey, if it doesn't, it doesn't. That being said, though, the fact that I am doing a podcast this week is pretty much a good indicator that there will be no show next week, because it's looking like the wife will carry all the way up until the scheduled date, which is the 14th, and if that's the case, that is a Tuesday, and if as you can imagine, I will be pretty busy for the first few days of the new arrival. So next week, you can pretty much plan on there not being a podcast, and if there is one, it will more than likely be very brief. Anyway, moving on, I want to make sure that if you haven't received it already, that you have my contact information. That's letsmakeloot@gmail.com. Again, letsmakeloot@gmail.com. No apostrophe in there. I don't think you can even make it an email address with an apostrophe. Anyway, something else I wanted to go over too is there may be a lot of you out there who are listening to the show maybe through the MySpace page, which is myspace.com/networkofmoneymakers, or the Podomatic page, which is networkofmoneymakers.podomatic.com, and you're just listening to it on there. And I'm pretty sure that most of you out there have an MP3 player or more importantly, an iPod of some shape or form. And I just wanted to kind of, give a little overview as to how you can actually subscribe through iTunes, that you would use with your iPod. And that way you can, instantly get the new episode as it comes out each week, and you can subscribe that way instead of, for example, having to download the episode to your computer, or, just having to listen to the episode on your computer. This way you can take it with you. But it's really simple, actually. You can either, for example, I've got the iPod Touch. You can actually go to the iTunes store, right at the little icon on the front of the iPod Touch. Just go to the iTunes store, search Network of Moneymakers there, and that'll pop right up. And I don't believe you can subscribe, actually, on the actual iPod Touch itself, but you can download straight onto your iPod directly onto it, just each episode. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, though, all you got to do is pull up iTunes on your computer, go to the iTunes store, search through podcasts, search Network of Moneymakers, look it up, and subscribe. And you can set different options for how many episodes you want to keep and everything like that. But basically, it'll, as long as you're kind of syncing your iPod every now and then to your computer, it'll download the new episodes automatically for you, and they'll just sync right up to your iPod. That way you can listen to it on your way to work or whatever you plan to do with it, but it'll be there for you automatically. It might make things a little bit easier for you. Anyway, that being said, let's move on. So if you tuned into last week's show, which still I believe remains to be my favorite show thus far, and if you missed it, that was about how to brew your own wine at home and save a little money doing that if you like wine. Or if you're a smoker, I also told you how you can, for an extremely cheap amount of money, roll your own cigarettes at home. And I wanted to kind of keep on that same general theme, that being making things at home to save money, as opposed to always forking up all this money at the store, for these other things. So, that's what this show is about. Again, keeping to that same theme. And I was able to come up with a few things that we'll go over today that you can make at home that I've found online. Just different ways that the different things that you can make at home to kind of save yourself some money. Next time you go grocery shopping at Walmart or something, you can cut out a few of those, those trips to the other aisles to pick up these things that you normally fork up a bunch of money for, but you don't have to anymore. Not all these things are going to be for you, however, they're just good things to keep in mind if money gets really tight. And the I came up with what four different things, or at least four different themes. The first one is homemade shampoo, believe it or not. I found something on different household cleaners that you can make yourself for a lot more inexpensive than if you were to buy at the store. One that I will probably be looking into, which is homemade baby wipes. And lastly, it's growing your own herbs at home. Now I want to kind of stop there. I mean, that almost gives it away, but I'll kind of go into that a little bit more detail in a little bit. Anyway, the first one that I mentioned is making your own homemade shampoo. This one I thought was pretty interesting. Now, this was based on a video that I saw on YouTube. There were a lot of different websites that kind of highlighted stuff like this. Now, this one, it was a white girl that was giving the recipe for the shampoo. So, I know African American hair, for example, is a lot different than the hair of a white person. So this particular shampoo recipe may not be for you if you're an African American. However, there are some recipes like that out there. But this one is just kind of an overall, normal hair type shampoo from what I got from it. The video is pretty short, but it got a significant amount of views, and based on 17 ratings, at least the video itself got a 4.5 out of 5 stars. Now, I don't know if that's 4.5 out of 5 stars rating the actual recipe itself or what that was, but so you can look into it as well. And as always, I will be posting that link on the websites. And again, this was the girl claimed that she was with Expert Village. She didn't really go into depth about what that was, but at least and I will be posting the link so you can all go check this girl out, and so she can get the credit that is due. Anyway, on to the recipe. This recipe, and actually, this one was very, or at least there was one similar ingredient that I found in this recipe and a lot of others online, and that is eggs, believe it or not. So this recipe calls for 1 egg, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 teaspoon of lemon juice, a half a cup of water or herbal tea. I've seen some recipes that said you could use like chamomile tea. And the last one is 5 drops of essential oils of your choice, whatever that may be. Again, they didn't really specify too much on that. So basically, and it was really simple. All she said you do was mix all of these things very well in a bowl of some sort, and use it as your normal shampoo. Just use it, like you regularly would. She commented that sometimes if you warm it up a little bit, it can feel a little nicer on the scalp as well. But most of these things that I see on this list are things that most of us have at home. Now this recipe, you could probably double or triple it if you're planning to use this more often to save more money. However, I would probably make it in a small portion and try it out first before you really determine whether this is going to be for you, because obviously everybody's hair is different. But there's a recipe that you can give a try. It couldn't hurt. Again, if you're really trying to cut down on your spending, it may be worth a shot. So that's it for that. Next is household cleaners. And I actually found a website that mentioned five different recipes, I guess you could say, for five different household cleaners. The first one, and by the way, this is from creativehomemaking.com. And I will post this link on the websites as well. Now, one thing it does mention very early in the article is you never want to mix ammonia and bleach. So if you're planning to try to kind of experiment yourself without any prior knowledge, never mix ammonia and bleach. Apparently, it can create very harmful aromas, or not aromas, but you know what I mean. The fumes that it can create can be very harmful. So if you didn't already know that, don't try it. But the first cleaner that they mention is the all-purpose cleaner. And the recipe for this is 1 teaspoon of borax. I'll get into that in a second. A half a teaspoon of washing soda. 2 tablespoons of vinegar, or of white vinegar or lemon juice. And 1 teaspoon of liquid soap, vegetable-based or vegetable oil-based if possible. Now, borax, it's, I guess, what I'm told is you can find it usually just in the cleaning aisle of the grocery store at Walmart or something. And a common brand, from what I saw, is 20 Mule Team Borax. 20 Mule Team Borax. And I guess it's just some form of a cleaner, but it's, you know, it's in, let's see, it's in a couple of these different recipes. But and same thing with washing soda. Arm & Hammer, I see, makes a version of this, and you can find that in the cleaning aisle as well. Basically, all you do is you combine 2 cups of very hot water, and you basically all these ingredients, combine them with 2 cups of very hot water and put it into a spray bottle. You can get a spray bottle at Walmart for about $1 if you really needed one. And that's pretty much it. Just use it for, just like it says, as an all-purpose cleaner. The next was a window cleaner. The recipe for this is a half a teaspoon of liquid soap, again, vegetable oil based, if possible, it's recommended. 3 tablespoons of vinegar or lemon juice, 2 cups of water, and that same spray bottle. And instructions, mix them all together and pour it into a spray bottle, and that's supposed to work well as a window cleaner. The next one was a drain unclogger. And for this one, it says all you do is pour 1/2 cup of baking soda and 1 cup of vinegar down the drain, and just plug the drain immediately until all the foaming stops. So your classic high school science experiment, baking soda and vinegar, and just, you know, let that go until all the foaming stops, and then rinse it down with hot water, and that's supposed to help unclog your drains. Next is a toilet bowl cleaner. Mix a solution of water and vinegar. The recommended proportions vary from 3 teaspoons of vinegar to 1 quart of water, to 3 teaspoons of vinegar to 2 cups of water, to a mixture of 1 to 1. So it kind of depends. Some also recommend a drop of detergent. You can kind of mix and match. You know, I don't think your toilet's going to be too hurt by experimenting a little bit with cleaning it. So, you know, you can kind of try all of those different proportions. If I were you, I'd try the one, you know, in the middle, 3 tablespoons to 2 cups of water, just because it's kind of the middle of the road recipe there. So there's that one. And the last one was the oven cleaner. And basically, this all this says is scrub with a paste of baking soda, soap, and water. And it says you can add some borax and salt to the paste as well. Salt has a tendency to be abrasive, so it can help get the grime off of the oven if it's there. And that was pretty much it for that. So right there, you've got 5 all-purpose cleaners that you can make yourself for very little money. Now, I haven't used any of them, to be honest. I haven't really had the need to clean my house yet, although I probably should get doing that, considering I'll have a newborn baby in the house in a few days. Good boy. Anyway, So yeah, there's some all-purpose cleaners you can make. So moving on, next we have the baby wipes, and this one is probably, I probably enjoy this one the most because I'm gonna be needing a lot of baby wipes coming up pretty soon. This recipe was from babyparenting.about.com. If any of you have been to about.com, there's a lot of self-proclaimed professionals on there. And I came across a lot of different recipes, or whatever you would call it, for homemade baby wipes. All of them were pretty similar. So I went ahead and picked this one because it kind of went into the most detail. What you need is a round plastic container. It says here Rubbermaid number 6 or number 9 works well. I in my opinion, you could probably use something like the old tubular Lysol disinfectant wipes containers if it's empty. The ones that you just kind of pull the wipes from the top, like out of a roll. But obviously, if you're going to use something like that, you want to make sure that it's rinsed out and thoroughly cleaned very well to make sure that you're not getting any of those harmful chemicals from the Lysol into the baby wipes. You want some thick, strong roll. You want a thick, strong roll of white paper towels. You need a sharp knife because you have to cut the paper towel roll in half. 2 cups of water that has been boiled to sanitize and cooled to room temperature. You want 2 tablespoons of baby shampoo or baby wash. You want to make sure that's baby shampoo or baby wash because it's less. It's not as strong. The regular shampoos have more chemicals. These are safe for babies, and safer on their skin. And the last thing you need is a tablespoon of baby oil. Some other recipes called for mineral oil also. So here's how you do it. You cut the roll of paper towels in half with that knife, with the sharp knife, and then you want to try to find a way to remove the inner cardboard core. I'm sure if you just wiggle it around, it'll come right out after a little bit. Then you want to mix all the liquid ingredients in the container and into the container that the paper towels are going to be going into. And that's why I mentioned the Lysol container. Since it's already round, you could probably fit a roll of paper towels right inside there, and it would fit just perfectly. So then you want to make sure that you place the paper towels in the container with the cut side facing downward. The cut side will have a tendency, obviously, to be kind of jagged. Not jagged in a sharp sense, but jagged in the sense that it's not, going to be a perfectly smooth surface. It'll be easier to pull from the top side that's not cut like that. You want to secure the lid and tight, or secure the lid tightly, and allow it to sit until all the liquid is absorbed by the paper towels. It can usually take about 10 minutes or so. And you want to make sure that after a little while, you turn the container upside down so all the liquid can soak into the paper towels evenly. And that's pretty much it. You just need to open the container at that point, and then start pulling. When you're pulling the paper towels out, make sure you're pulling from the inside, not from the outside. And they will dispense a lot easier that way. And then you have some perfect homemade baby wipes. But anyway, I might have to give that a shot and come back next week and let you know how that worked. The last one that I came up with and that I had mentioned was growing your own herbs at home. If any of you have been to the store lately and you've had to buy some seasonings or some herbs, you'll notice that, if you need to stock up on them, especially if you want the decent ones, they can get pretty hefty in price, especially if you shop at places like Whole Foods. Now, obviously, if you need some herbs right now, and you're gonna cook dinner for your family tonight, this method's not, it's not gonna work out for you too well. But you want to, if you really want to try to save money over time, try growing your own herbs at home. My wife actually just recently picked up an herb growing kit at Target. I believe it was on sale. I think she got it for like $6 or $7. Normally, though, this particular kit retails for $15 and includes five commonly used household herbs, including basil, parsley, chives, cilantro, and thyme. And if you go out and you like to buy, organically grown herbs and things like that, those really pricey ones that come in those nice glass containers, you better be willing to fork up a lot of money to do that. Instead, why not just do it at home under your control? You know it's grown organic and fresh because you did it yourself, and you'll probably yield a lot more than those little containers would. Granted, like I said, it's gonna take a little bit extra time, but you'll save yourself some money in the end. And it could be a fun little project for you to do it. If you have kids, it might be fun for them to watch the plants grow in the soil, But anyway, that kind of sums it up, at least for this week, in terms of, the make it home stuff. But I think this was a good idea, though. This could probably open up the door for a lot of future episodes regarding similar topics. So we'll see what happens. If you have any ideas for future shows regarding things that you can make at home, or if you're, if you know of anything that you can make at home that you already do, let me know. If you want to see if there are ways to make other things at home that you're not sure of, let me know, and I'll look it up for you. I'll research it and see if I can come up with anything for you. But anyway. So if you look at it this way, we've come up with at least a decent list of things that you can start to make at home. For example, the small pet bedding with the paper towels. By the way, something I started doing with that because if you listen to the future or the past podcast, I did mention that the paper towel bedding does have a tendency to start stinking a little bit early on. What I read online is that you can actually add a little bit of baking soda to the bottom of the cage before you put in the bedding, and that will help to absorb some of the odor. And it seems to have at least helped a little bit. It doesn't, I mean, it still stinks, but it doesn't stink quite as early. So that's something you might want to look into. So we've made small pet bedding. I showed you how to make some wine, cigarettes, household cleaner, shampoo, baby wipes, herbs. So if you. You know, if you've if all these things apply to you and you've started making all these things at home, then you're well on your way to saving yourself a bunch of money. Anyway, let's go ahead and preview next week's podcast. And the preview for that is there is no preview because there will be no show next week. Again, I'm gonna be having a little baby girl on Tuesday the 14th, so I'm not gonna have anything. I'm not going to be posting anything. And again, if I do, it may just be an update or a reminder that there's no show, or if there is a show, it's going to be very brief. However, when it comes to the next show that I will be posting, I recently saw a commercial on TV. This is the first time I've actually seen a commercial on TV for this, but it advertised a website where you can go to fill out online surveys and make money from it, supposedly. So I'm going to be checking that out, and I'll give you all the details on that whenever I can get the next podcast posted. So that's probably what you can look forward to for next show. However, I do have a couple weeks ahead of me, so there may be some other ideas that brew between now and then. But anyway, everybody, wish me luck. I'm going to be a busy guy coming up pretty soon. With a little baby in the house. Again, if you want to, send me any of your questions, comments, concerns, thoughts, or ideas, my email is letsmakeloot@gmail.com. And don't forget to go up on iTunes and subscribe to the podcast. You'll thank yourself down the road. It makes it so much easier. All right, well, have a good one, folks, and we'll see you in a couple weeks. Bye-bye.
Ryan is not a money-making expert and should not be held accountable for any resulting outcomes based on his suggestions during the Network of Moneymakers podcast. Please use your own discretion when choosing to pursue any of the suggestions made on the show.